A debate over U.S. engagement in Ukraine.
A military solution to this problem is not going to be forthcoming.
Joan Rivers fights for her life.
In the intensive care unit in critical condition.
And after a fatal crash, NASCAR champion Tony Stewart is back on the track.
People are still waiting to hear from him.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup. There's been no let-up in crises in both Syria and Ukraine, and President Obama is weighing his options in both places. NATO says Russian forces are now fighting in Ukraine, Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen.
This is a blatant violation of Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity.
And he calls Russian denials hollow. We go live to the White House. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
This morning, President Obama rules out military action in response to what he describes as Moscow's incursion into Ukraine.
Russia has deliberately and repeatedly violated the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine. And the new images of Russian forces inside Ukraine make that plain for the world to see.
Mr. Obama expects new sanctions to further isolate Russia, a key issue for next week's NATO summit in Wales. On the other front burner crisis, the president made news with this comment on prospects for military action against Islamic State terrorists in Syria.
I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We don't have a strategy yet.
White House aides scrambled to tell reporters that the president was trying to explain that he was waiting for the military to draw up a plan for possible strikes in Syria, but Republicans accused the president of having no plan. The White House now says the national security team is working on a comprehensive effort to counter the terrorists in Iraq and Syria.
U.S. intelligence officials have reportedly identified nearly a dozen Americans who were fighting for ISIS in Iraq and Syria. At the Foreign Desk in London, CBS's Larry Miller reports that the Syrian civil war has forced millions out of their homes.
The UN says 3 million Syrians have fled the country since the civil war began in 2011, with nearly 7 million others displaced within the borders. The UN High Commission's Adrian Edwards.
Syria is clearly not just a bad but stable situation. It's a bad but worsening situation.
The UN says around half of all Syrians have been forced to abandon their homes. It calls this the biggest humanitarian crisis of our era. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
Comedian Joan Rivers remains hospitalized in New York in critical condition and in a medically induced coma. WCBS TV's Weijia Jiang.
Sources say doctors consider the next 40 hours or so to be extremely important. At some point, they will have to bring her out of that medically induced coma to reassess her condition.
The 81-year-old Rivers was rushed to Mount Sinai Hospital after she stopped breathing during what was described as outpatient surgery at a doctor's office in Manhattan. Some 3 weeks after he was involved in a fatal accident at a Canandaigua, New York dirt track, NASCAR champion Tony Stewart says he'll resume racing this weekend in Atlanta. Jeff Gluck covers racing for USA Today. He says a lot has been left unsaid.
They're still waiting to hear whether he saw Kevin Ward Jr. on the track. Except for a statement that said that he is very upset about what happened, we haven't heard anything from Tony Stewart.
AAA says more of us will travel this Labor Day weekend than last. WTOP's Nick Iannelli has more on where some of us are headed for the summer's last holiday weekend.
Some will spend their weekend in isolation, like this man from Delaware.
We're going to go fishing and crabbing and play on the beach.
He's going with his family to their cottage in Virginia.
It's literally in the middle of nowhere.
Others will be among holiday crowds. This mother is heading to Ocean City, Maryland.
We're going to definitely take the kids out in the waves, and we're going to go boogie boarding.
And they'll go to a wedding on the beach. Nick Iannelli for CBS News, Annapolis, Maryland.
The search is over for the pilot of an F-15 that crashed Wednesday in Virginia. Colonel James Keefe is with the Massachusetts Air National Guard.
Upon their initial survey, they discovered that our pilot did not safely eject from the aircraft. The pilot was pronounced deceased by the on-scene members of the crash investigation team.
Keefe says the pilot was headed to New Orleans for routine maintenance and reported an in-flight emergency before losing radio contact. There have been some small eruptions from a volcano in Iceland. Now, officials there have put out an aviation warning with planes to stay at least 18,000 feet up in nearby airspace. CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg says unlike the last major eruption in 2010,
you may see some flight disruptions, but you're not going to see a total shutdown. The economic impact of that was so severe and lasted much longer than anybody expected that no one wants a repeat of that.
Icelandic officials say the warning is precautionary that no ash has been found in the air. Malaysian Airlines has been trying to fill thousands of empty seats as it recovers from two disasters. Now the carrier says it's laying off some 6,000 employees, about 30% of its workforce, part of a nearly $2 billion reorganization. It's been nearly 6 months since Malaysia Flight 370 disappeared with 239 people aboard. Just a few weeks since another Malaysia jet carrying nearly 300 people was shot down over eastern Ukraine. The NFL commissioner admits that he fumbled in a big way when it comes to disciplining players for domestic violence. CBS News correspondent Dan Revive.
In a letter to the owners of all 32 teams, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell admits we allowed our standards to fall, saying it was a mistake to suspend Ray Rice of the Baltimore Ravens for only 2 games for hitting his girlfriend and dragging her out of an elevator. Goodell says now, for a first offense, either domestic abuse or sexual assault, any employee of the NFL will be suspended for 6 games. If it happens a second time, the player or other employee will be thrown out of pro football. He calls that an indefinite suspension. Dan Revive, CBS News.
Midwest farmers may have a record corn and soybean harvest, but it may not be the financial windfall you'd expect. CBS's Jim Krasula is in Rushville, Illinois.
Good weather and improved technology down on the farm have ensured a record harvest of corn and soybeans this year. Illinois farmer Steve Quillen.
The corn looks really good, but it's not going to be an early harvest. It's probably going to be a late harvest because we haven't had any heat this summer and it's been wet. But the corn looks really good and the beans do also.
The harvest forecast has driven down grain prices because of an anticipated glut of corn and soybeans. Many farmers are looking at an income drop of up to 15%. Jim Krasula, CBS News, Rushville, Illinois.
Closing arguments today expected in the corruption trial of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell and his wife. They're accused of accepting more than $160,000 in illegal gifts and loans from a businessman in exchange for promoting his anti-inflammatory drug. The shooting of an unarmed black teen by a white police officer has White House protesters demanding a federal investigation.
What do we want?
Justice!
Demonstrators brought hundreds of thousands of signed petitions to the White House asking the federal government to investigate and prosecute the officer who shot and killed Michael Brown. Rashad Davis heads the group Color of Change.
This is a moment where the White House can act.
Missouri State Senator Jamila Nasheed has doubts about a local prosecution in Ferguson.
We will have to have a special prosecutor. That's when the people really will believe that justice can be served.
Andrew Mollenbeck for CBS News, Washington.
Police say they've arrested a passenger who punched and kicked a United Airlines employee at New York's LaGuardia Airport after he asked him for his claim ticket. The man was injured and taken to a hospital. That's the World News Roundup for Friday, August 29th. The broadcast produced this week by Paul Ferry. I'm Peter King, CBS News.